Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Well, welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2022 NFL Draft Stars. And if you ever missed any of these shows in their entirety, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to download at your leisure. We have a fabulous lineup of guests this afternoon, and we're going to begin this afternoon with the Western Michigan standout defensive end, outside linebacker, the MAC Defensive Player of the Year, Ali Fayyad. And a lot to like about this young man. He was also out at the Weisfest Shrine Bowl. He was invited to the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. So a lot to discuss with this young man as he gets things underway and we find out what he brings to this 2022 NFL draft table. And with that said, Ali, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you, my friend?
Oh, afternoon's going well. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Excited to get you on. You know, we're based in Youngstown, so we see a lot of MAC football. And it's always nice to have a guy on the show that we were able to put the binoculars on up from the box. And like I said, fabulous career. You've dotted the I's, crossed the T's. You've done everything up to this point, and the arrows are pointing in the right direction. But with that said, let's kind of rewind it back to the Pop Warner Pee Wee days. Were you the bigger, better athlete from the get-go, or did it take some time for you to not only become the guy that we see and also fall in love with the game of football?
Initially, I really wasn't didn't play football back in the peewee days. I was really into basketball growing up, so I didn't really get into really playing football until high school. And once that started, it was really just pretty much the hard work that I put into it, and I started to fall in love with the game every single day.
Nice. Were you always on that defensive side of the ball? Did you play both sides? And I guess how did you kind of trend towards the position that we see you now?
Right. Well, growing up, you know, one of my favorite players to watch was Alden Smith, you know, for the 49ers. And just to see him rush the passer and seeing him get quarterback sacks really, like, kind of, like, molded me to, like, want to do that sort of thing, like, go get to the quarterback. I've always played defensive end. When I started playing ball, I played a little bit of tight end my senior year high school and junior year. Little blocking, caught a couple balls. I was 100% on the year, nothing major. But, I was really more of a defensive end my whole career.
Nice. And it sounds like, put it this way, if they would call you today and want you to play tight end, it just seems like you have a defensive-minded heart. If that's in your DNA, is that fair enough?
Oh, definitely. I'm a dog. Anybody you put in front of me, I'm blasting them. So it don't matter.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Ali Fayyad here on the C2P as we break down what this Western Michigan star brings to this draft table. So let's talk a little bit about the Shrine game. Great event. You know that. But what was it like just going through that experience? These scouts know who you are on film. This is kind of the first opportunity for you and them to kind of know you as a man.
Yeah, definitely. It was awesome getting to sit down with the teams and them really getting to know me and getting them to understand the type of person I am and the personality that I have and my passion towards the game. That was the best part about it. Other than that, it was awesome the fact that, you know, I got to play against guys that played in higher conferences than me. So I could show that, you know, it really wasn't the conference that I was playing that I was dominating. I can dominate anybody that you guys put in front of me. And it was a great all-around experience to go through. And I definitely enjoyed myself and I had fun.
Definitely. And what was it like experiencing Allegiant Stadium, the Death Star?
Oh, it was beautiful. Honestly, stepping on that soft turf, I kind of like felt like it was, you know, it was meant to be, you know, sort of I meant to play in these type of venues and stadiums, so it just felt great.
Awesome stuff. And I ask all the guys to come on our program, if we threw you in that film room with these teams, these NFL scouts, they were breaking down your tape. What do you think they're going to love about you? I like to say that these are your hallmark home run traits that they're going to fall in love with.
They're going to love the fact that I'm very physical on the run, like 100%. I'm not shying away from any type of contact. I never lose edges. I'm always knocking back. The other thing that they're going to love is my pass rush ability to get to the quarterback. You know, like that's my bread and butter right there. They're going to love the fact that my get off is phenomenal with the best of them. And, you know, just all around, they're going to see that I'm an all around, you know, dominator, and I can be a game changer for any team.
Nice. And you also have that wonderful accolade of being the MAC Defensive Player of the Year. All those accolades really start to add up this time when these guys are trying to figure out player A or player B and what might be the difference maker. And accolade how we know you had to be excited, but I mean, what was it like getting that award?
It was an amazing, amazing day. The day that I heard that I was becoming the MAC Defensive Player of the Year, but you know, I kind of like manifested it and like worked hard towards it. You know, I kind of already knew I was going to get it before the season. You know, I wrote it down in my little journal, you know, set little things around my house to, you know, keep my mind on the goal. I really thought I was going to win it in 2020 up until I got hurt. But, you know, God always has a plan, and, you know, the plan didn't go as I planned, but it did go as I wanted to just a year later. And it was an amazing day. You know, I was happy to see my family happy, and I was happy to get the award.
Yeah, and well-deserved. And this is your show. I don't think there is much that NFL teams would not know about you at this point, Ali, but what goes unnoticed? I mean, what do these teams need to know about you that can help you fall in their good graces? I mean, team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, maybe great in the community, maybe something in that Broncos defense didn't allow you to show other skills. This is your show. This is your opportunity. Do you have anything to pass along to these guys?
I just want to let them know that I lead by example. Not just leading by example, you know, I do the right thing on and off the field. I'm truly a genuine person in everything that I do. I'm very passionate with the things that I love and the people that I love. And another thing that about in the football game that I do is I create for a lot, you know. I'll sacrifice myself to have my brother make a play, you know, at all times, no matter what it is, you know. If I got to take on the block, I'm going to take on my block. I'm always going to do my 111th, no matter what the situation is. I'm always going to do my job. It just so happens that, you know, I can just dominate and make plays in the backfield.
And you do terrific. Do you get comparisons to anyone? Bit of a cliche question, but nonetheless, sometimes it just helps, you know, the audience identify who you might be or just who you might remind them of.
I got a Shaq Barrett comparison during the East-West Shrine game. Which I could see. Definitely he's a phenomenal pass rusher, phenomenal football player, and it's great to be compared to a past all pro before, so you know, that was a pretty decent comparison. Other than that, I haven't really heard any other comparisons, you know. I feel like I bring something a little bit, you know, different to the game. You know, I got a lot of sauce that I delivered to these offensive tackles, and you know, I'm just a magnet for the quarterback, man.
I love it. I love it. Dude, some guys come on the show and you can feel their energy. I can feel your energy. You just got to resonate with your teammates on that defensive side of the ball. Is that fair enough? I mean, do they just feed off you?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, and it's not just they feed off me. We feed off of each other. You know, if I see one of my brothers make a play, I'm ready. All right, you know, I'm next. Or whoever just made a play, like, let's all make plays, party in the backfield. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's just, you know, everything comes full circle, man. When everybody's working together, everybody's on the same page, it's just a great feeling, man. Just to play great football is one of the best things to watch and best things to do in the world.
It is, and watching you guys do it at such a high level, it just makes the game that much better. I'm curious, I'm just thinking, as a player, when the Shaq Barrett, did that come from a team, or that was just somebody out at the Shrine game?
I think that came from He was like, he has like a podcast. I'm not sure. I forgot his name, but yeah, it was just one of those like guys that were just there and scouting, I guess, for, you know, who do they think is next up? And that was their comparison for me.
Fair enough. Oh, hey, it's excellent stuff. Hey, Shaq, I was about to tell you, Shaq. Ali, we're about to wrap up the show, and you've been a pleasure. I know you got so much going on as you prepare for this next level, but we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out, some lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
All right. Now, you said before football, basketball was your first love. And for me personally, I like to compare sack artists to the dunk artists of the NBA. So if you're in a sack contest and you had to get the perfect 50 to get to the quarterback, what sack are you going to do to bring the quarterback down?
All right. So I'm giving you a fake spin pass rush and I'm strip sacking the quarterback. That's a 50 for sure.
And how about if you're going to put one down hoop-wise, how are you going to win a dunk contest?
I'm doing 360 reverse between the legs.
Oh, nice, nice. There's none of that little vintage Dominique on that one. How about this one? It could have been anybody on the Western Michigan coaching staff, but what coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? The absolute no-no, do not do this, catch a little you-know-what.
Oh, man, stay away from the quarterback. Head coach, Coach Lester, man, stay away from the quarterback, man. He'll blow a gasket just like any coach, though. But, you know, we got to stay away from the quarterback. That's just one thing we got to do.
Excellent. And then the final one, Ali, this draft will be closing in on us quickly. You'll have pro day, private workouts, everything that comes with being in your position. With that said, draft night, draft weekend, when you're awaiting to hear your name come off the board, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as you celebrate this next football journey?
Oh, wow. Well, definitely my mom, and I'll have her. Man, I'll have her cooking up everything when it comes to the. Let's start off with she makes phenomenal spaghetti, but let's give it. I want like a Thanksgiving vibe, you know. I like the mac and cheese, the baked beans. I want big chickens, big turkeys, you know. Let's give it that. And then for dessert, her banana pudding is to die for. I think anybody that's in Dearborn, Michigan, ever, if she's making banana pudding, you guys gotta come knock on my door and try it.
I'm in Youngstown. I'm a turnpike 3-hour trip away from arriving on your house to get some of that pudding. I'm a huge banana pudding guy, so you might want to lock your doors or be on the lookout for a little dude with a man bun.
So, I got you. Anytime, best you're welcome.
Yeah, man. Hey, and you're welcome back anytime. Don't forget us when you're in the NFL and you're taking down the big names of the National Football League, doing what you do best, and that's getting to the quarterback. And I love how you also mentioned the physicality that you love to get to the run. And I think that's why you were the MAC Defensive Player of the Year, because you are not a one-trick pony. You're well-versed, equipped to play both the run and the pass. Ali, listen, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the show.
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me, man. I hope you have a blessed day.
Thank you, sir. Once again, that is Ali Fayad, the standout Western Michigan star, if you will, MAC Defensive Player of the Year here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.